From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the death toll rises in a pipe bomb blast in Bangkok, Thailand. At least 22, including 8 foreigners, are known to have been killed, more than 120 wounded. In Monday evening's explosion near a popular tourist site, the Erawan Hindu Shrine in central Bangkok, there was no immediate claim of responsibility. The army chief says it does not match the tactics used by separatist Muslim rebels in the south. Officials express no doubt the blast was intended to kill people, especially tourists. Thailand accounts, tourism accounts for about one-tenth of Thailand's economy. Holger Siegel is a German tourist.
When we left Germany, we did not think about anything like this could happen here in Bangkok, like in the city center. We were thinking about not going to Egypt, not going to Morocco, Tunisia, or Syria, or whatever. But we were not thinking about not going to Bangkok. And our honeymoon and our vacation will go on, but with a very unsafe feeling.
The country's turbulent political climate over the past decade led to a military takeover last year. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir Monday risked international sanction, declining to sign a peace agreement with rebels aimed at ending the country's 20-month civil war. He insisted his government needs more time. Mediators in Ethiopia say Mr. Kiir told them it needs 15 days before signing. Rebel leader Riek Machar said he was surprised by Mr. Kiir's action.
We had hoped President Kiir was going to sign. In actual fact, I didn't know that he was not going to sign, because when I came to the room, I met him here, greeted him before we signed. But then after 10 minutes, I was told he wasn't signing.
A rebel spokesman suggests this may mean fighting will continue in a conflict that's killed thousands. This is VOA News.